ABC Tropical North. Now, last week we learnt that 60% of Australian women will end up facing retirement alone for one reason or another. So today, Steve Lowry from Allman Partners and I are talking about how we can be better prepared.
It's a big thing. It was a great event we had with Barry Lavelli, and your interview last week was fantastic. Barry spoke quite a bit early on in the presentation. We had 104 people turn up, and for the first 10, 15 minutes, it was quite depressing, to be honest, because he was really talking about some of the real implications of longevity. Mm. And he started the presentation and your interview by saying that really retirement is a woman's issue, because women are living longer than men, and there's more and more women who are living by themselves, either through the death of their partner or through divorce. So it really is an issue that hopefully our listeners, our female listeners today, will get something out of it.
And without being sexist or genderist, often when it comes to retirement, we have less superannuation because of the fact that we make the babies.
Well, that's right. And I think there's a generational change of equality. But we've looked back in the last generation, and certainly the one before that, men did the finance.
Mm.
And, we're now starting to see the young 30s, 40s, both couples quite hands-on with the finances. But a lot of our listeners, particularly the older females, may not have had that. And so when there is a change of the guard, whether it's through divorce or death, it can be really, really challenging. And, the problem is that, looking at the Australian Bureau of Statistics, we're living longer. Females live in 2016 to 84.6, and males live to around about 80. That's on average. My mum's turning 90 next year, so she's had a longer
journey. My superannuation plan goes to 75. That is it. I was just thinking, I'm 10 years shy.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, again, is something we need to consider. Maybe our plan was made for us a long time ago, and it's now not relevant.
It's a real issue because our parents generally retired at 65,
mm-hmm.
and their life expectancy was 72 for a male. And so really, they only had to plan for that 7 years, and then they passed away. Unfortunately, the women tended to live longer and lived in abject poverty. Today, we're retiring at about 60, and the life expectancy of a female is 84. So that's three times longer, or nearly four times longer, living in retirement. So what does that mean for building wealth before you move into that next phase of your life? And that's not even thinking about healthcare and things like that. So it's a really important issue that I know I bang on about it time and time again. But if we don't start this journey early, start thinking about what we need to do to make sure that we've got enough capital to look after ourselves, or if we have that event where things change, that we're right on top of things, particularly the female listeners, that they know, okay, I've now got to look at this nest egg we've got, and I've got to make it work. And sometimes it's through divorce, you've only got half of it.
Mm.
So, really getting on the front foot and thinking about what are some of the issues. The surprise that I see often later in life where there has been a change of the guard, and, the females look at the finances and go, hang about, there's been financial infidelity here.
Mm.
There's been cheating. Like, my partner's been spending money that I didn't know about, or had accounts I didn't know about. And that can be quite devastating.
Yeah, but that's something that we brought up again with Barry, talking about that there could be a car that you think you own, but you don't. It's highly in debt. There could be a house that you think has paid off, but it's not at all. There's a high mortgage. It's just about being smart and aware of where things are at, because you can't make a plan if you don't know what's happening where.
Yeah, exactly, Tees. And this again is that issue of if I'm 40 or 50 listening to this today, and I don't know where we're going, and I don't know with our current plan, are we going to get to where we need to? It's time to get on the front foot and get some good advice, because you really need to understand that and then look at all of the decisions you need to make. And the other issue is that, yes, we are, 50% of marriages will break down according to statistics. And that means that we're going to enter into new relationships. Now, you want to make sure that you don't pick up an STD along the way.
That's right.
Sexually transmitted debt, right?
Yes, yes.
That you don't know about, and you enter into a new relationship and you get married, and all of a sudden you go, hang about, I didn't realise that all this debt was sitting there, and now I'm 50%
it kind of feels a bit cold to have that discussion, but you do need to, don't you? You've got to put it all out on the table.
Yeah, you know, you need to know what you're entering into. So, you know, again, it's you're right, it sounds cold, but you really need to know what you're getting into, and you really need to know if you're going to merge, and we're talking about divorce here again and second marriages, if you're going to merge your resources, you've got to make sure that you've both got the same values around money and you both understand where you are and you're both committed to the longer-term plan. Because if you, you know, we have different types of money personalities. If you are a prudent, you know, detailed person that saves well, and you marry, you know, happy Joe who's a big spender, all of a sudden you're going, hey, you know, you're buying a new car and you've got those new golf clubs and you've done all this and we're not saving towards our retirement or looking after our kids, that can be a real issue.
Steve Lowry. Yeah, interesting, isn't it, to bring that up, especially that thinking about new relationships and what kind of a debt you might inherit from someone. ABC Tropical North.